Here's Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We're joined by a woman who is a president of a homeowners association in Western Estates, California. It's the Western Estates Homeowners Association, in fact, and her name is Bobby Dooley. She's on to talk about a good neighbor initiative that she has adopted, that her association has, and that she's hoping will be adopted by other communities. And, Bobby, tell us what it's about, but I know that it's probably got something to do with the idea of holding marriages together.
Well, Phil, that is true, and first of all, thank you for having us on your program. And we're also right now at Western Estates celebrating our third annual Western Estates Amateur Tennis Open, which is involves young people and young adults from across the West Valley. But this started the Good Neighbor Initiative for myself and my husband Steve about 3 weeks ago. I had noticed a young couple had just moved in. And you get a sense about people. She looked very, I guess the word is haggard. She was a little slipshod in her dress. The husband is a young doctor. He looked very tired, and they were very distant. And I'd seen them at the community center that we have here, which is just a few feet from where I'm standing right now, Phil. And I knew right away what I think the problem was.
So you met a young couple that looked as if they were not happy?
Primarily, that's correct, yes.
And they were new residents?
That is correct, yes. My husband, Steve, and I are very fortunate enough to have a terrific intimate life. We have a very energetic and fulfilling, sex life, for want of a better word. And I was reading about the singer Sting and his wife Trudy Stoddard and how really energetic they are in their sex life, and it's a lot like that with Steve and I. So I told Steve I wanted to talk to this young wife that I'd seen. She was at the pool one afternoon. I hope you can hear me, Phil.
Yeah, I can hear you. There's obviously a tennis match going on.
Yeah, that's right. We've got our young juniors out right now. But I told Steve I wanted to talk to her, so I saw her at the pool one day, and I guess it came pouring out. I said, I couldn't help but notice.
Yeah, so you're talking to this young wife?
Yes. And I said, I couldn't help but notice how unhappy you look. And I started to tell her about Steve and me and how, how fulfilling our sex life was.
Now, you didn't have any idea that her problem was sex, necessarily.
She hadn't said anything, but I have a very strong sense about people, and I really believe that that's probably what was at the bottom of this. So I talked to her about our sex life, about Steve and mine. Well, at the end of the talk, she started to cry. She hugged me. She thanked me. She said it was uncanny that I was really able to see what was wrong, and I told her I was happy to help her. And I got to thinking about how I could help other women who are stuck, and I told Steve that in a lot of ways, I don't know if you watch the television program Sex in the City.
Yes, I've seen that. Where they sit around and they talk about their sex lives.
Well, it is like that. And because I have such a fulfilling sex life with my husband, I saw this haggard young woman, and so she was so grateful. So in the days after that, I got together on occasion with different girlfriends. We drink martinis or coffee or what have you. And we would sit down and talk, and I would say to them, okay, before you start to talk, or whatever, listen to me, and then I would give them my talk about Steve and me and our sex life, and I would have it prepared. What happened was...
All right, so this Good Neighbor Initiative was you talking with other young women or other wives?
Yes, about how good Steve and I are at sex and what these other women are missing, and just talking to them about it. They seem very grateful. Now,
all right, now let me give our phone number out. I know that you're getting to a part of this story here because there's a situation with the Hope, is that the family?
The Hope family, or no, the Cope family, I'm sorry.
The Cope family. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So you've talked to wives in your community about how great your sex life with your husband is.
But the point is not about Steve and I, but what they're missing and what it can be, what Steve and I have. Maybe they can have if they have the right husband or the right pairing. So I got together with a group of women here 3 days ago, and there was a woman who'd been there a couple of times. I only knew her in passing. Her name's Susan Cope. Her husband's a tax attorney. She said something to me that I thought I almost blacked out in front of all of these women. I had been talking to these women.
And this is another one of these meetings that you had?
Yes, about how good Steve and I are in bed together, She said to me in front of these women, many of whom I've known for years, I'm sorry, but I find you very inappropriate and extremely personal, and I don't appreciate hearing about your sex life. And I was absolutely mortified.
This woman took exception. Was this the first time?
This was the first time any of these wives that I talked to had the temerity to say to me, well, I don't like what you're saying. And I was mortified. And I said to her, and I feel that I was entirely right in saying this, I said, Susan, what I just told you might benefit you because I heard from some people that you and your husband are on pretty shaky ground. Now, that's all I said.
And she then threw a drink in your face, is that right?
She picked up the martini and threw the drink in my face, yes. Now, we are talking about having her and her husband removed from our community. We can do that under our CC&Rs. Since she showed blatant disrespect for a president of a homeowners association, she has forfeited her membership. As such, she may be in violation of her purchase agreement because you have to be a member of the HOA to own.
So, Ms. Dooley, I want to be clear. You want to have this woman and her husband evicted from their home because she threw a drink in your face.
Because she embarrassed, mortified, and humiliated me when I was trying to help her. And I was trying to do something good. And I...
Are you actively trying to get her thrown out, or are you having second thoughts about this?
I am having second thoughts, only in that we had seen... you know, it's funny, Phil, it's the Lenten season, and we had seen the film, The Passion of the Lord. And I said to Steve, in the spirit of this being Easter, in other words, do I let her stay? You know, or do I weaken and I don't know.
She threw a drink in my wife's face.
I know what Steve said is...
What did he say?
She said that what they did to me, the same thing they did to Jesus. I mean, you know...
But you want to appear merciful, this being the Lenten season, and not have her thrown out.
Well, I saw The Passion of the Lord, and I said to Steve, you know what? Look at what they did to Jesus, and look what Susan Cope did to me. And, of course, it's not the same thing.
Well, I was about to say. I mean...
It's not the same thing, but the olive juice stains, I had a chenille blouse, they're never going to come out. Like Jesus, I want to forgive, but I don't think I should. And that's...
That's kind of a moral quandary that you're having right now.
Yes. But, again, I was trying to help these young women by telling them how good my sex life with my husband is, and if it was good for them, they wouldn't be as unhappy. Instead, I get a drink thrown in my face. Now, I can have this woman evicted, Phil. All it takes is the push of a button. I have the bank on speed dial, and just one push of a button. And do I let someone like Susan and Tom Cope continue to reside in our homeowners association if she has this kind of disrespect for me? I mean, what is next? And so that's what has really impeded our Good Neighbor Initiative.
Well, you know, you're telling me an awful lot of things.
I know, and I'm very sorry. I went on and on and on about this.
But essentially what you're saying is you saw a young lady that was unhappy. You told her about your sex life with your husband, how great it is, and she thanked you. And then you decided you would tell a lot of other women about your sex life with your husband, and one woman didn't like it. And
she threw a drink in my face.
Well, she didn't immediately throw the drink in your face because you said to her, look, this could help you. And then you said something that caught my ear. I've been hearing around the community your husband and you are on shaky ground. Now, that's when she threw the drink.
Well, I don't understand if there's a connection.
Well, I think when you said to her, your husband and you are on shaky ground, I think she got upset and she threw the drink in your face.
I was trying to help a woman who obviously is living in a very frigid marriage. And I got a drink thrown in my face. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it under advisement. And maybe not have her thrown out of her home.
I would question the legality of your ability to have a woman thrown out of her home simply because she threw a drink in your face.
Well, she threw a drink in her face. Jesus.
Well, no, it's disrespect for a homeowners association president. I'm the president of an entire homeowners association. And for her to throw a drink in my face shows blatant disregard for my office, utter disrespect for who I am, and as such, she can be thrown out of the HOA. Am I going to do that? I don't know.
Well, if you were to ask my advice, I'd say you have a talk with this woman. And
no, it's beyond talking.
You know, it's beyond talking, Mr. Henry.
Well, why is it beyond talking?
She threw a cocktail in my face in front of some of my best friends, and one of them is a writer for the local Thousand Oaks Star newspaper.
It's beyond talking about it, Mr. Henry.
Is that Mr. Dooley?
Yes, it is, sir.
Hold on, Steve, I'll do it. It is beyond talking about it. And right now, it's really up to me. It's nothing I can sit down and talk with her about. But like I said, one push of
one push of the button is all it takes.
Because I have the bank on speed dial. You see, so...
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with the Dooley family.
One more thing, Phil. If Susan Cope has this kind of out-of-control temper, I fear about the safety of a lot of the kids here. I fear for the safety of a lot of our elderly. We had, not in our community, but in two communities over, we had an elderly couple bound, gagged, and beaten. And you wonder, you know, when you hear about these stories, you wonder, did she do it? Did someone like her do it?
Do you suspect this woman now of having beaten an elderly couple?
That kind of a temper is the kind of temper that would do that, yes.
Do you suspect her?
I don't know.
Because I don't see really the connection. She said, you know what, I want to tell you about my husband and my sex life, and the woman said, it's too personal, I don't want to hear it. And she said, well, you could benefit from it. I hear you and your husband are on shaky ground. See, that's where I think Ms. Dooley might have gone wrong. She got a drink thrown in her face, and so now she's thinking about having the woman evicted from her home. And I said, well, can't you talk to her? Since it's beyond talking about it. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about the Good Neighbor Initiative that they had tried to initiate, which essentially was Bobby talking to the wives in her neighborhood about how fulfilling her intimate sex life is with her husband. One of the women took exception to it, thought it was too graphic and personal. Ms. Dooley made a personal comment about her. The lady threw a drink in her face, and now we've got this situation where she may have the woman evicted. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. It sounds like the Good Neighbor Initiative is off to a bad neighbor start, if you ask me. We'll be right back. It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association joins us along with her husband, Steve Dooley. They have a Good Neighbor Initiative. It's basically, Bobby, you talking to wives in the neighborhood about how fulfilling your intimate life with your husband is. You told one young lady, and she was appreciative. You told another group of women. One woman took exception and threw a drink in your face. You, I understand, were very humiliated by that. You're thinking of having her thrown out of the HOA and possibly evicted from their home.
And still, I wanted to make one more comment. We're in our mixed doubles right now, and it's going to be a little difficult for me to hear you, but essentially what you just said is true. Additionally, I am the president of the Homeowners Association, and I was told by Lori Rimshaw and Janice Greeley, who served before me, that there is a level of respect that you should give. And throwing a drink in my face goes beyond all boundaries. And, you know, my husband said if I were a man, I would have beated her. And so that's really what we're talking about.
All right, 1-800-449. So you're on the tennis court?
I'm near our community center right now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Lori. Hi, Lori. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi. call?
I'm calling because I think that it would be totally wrong for Ms. Dooley to take advantage of her position as president of the Homeowners Association and have that woman thrown out. First of all, you gave the lady unsolicited advice, and I think it was totally inappropriate to describe your sex life to her. Not everyone wants to hear that.
You could have
approached the situation totally different.
Yeah.
First of all, you should have asked her would she like some advice on how to save her marriage.
But
you didn't. And I think it would be wrong if you tried to have that woman evicted.
Can I ask you, what's wrong with me describing graphically how good it is for Steve and I?
Why would you want to do that? That's not everybody's business.
Well, doesn't that
help
you?
That is not everybody's business. And if the woman needed help with marriage, you know, there are marriage counselors out there who she could get advice from. She does not need you to give her advice about her marriage. Are you a marriage counselor?
Well, here's the thing that worries me, and I really appreciate your comment. The anger. She threw the drink in my face. Now, here are a couple of things. Janice and Tom Greeley have a beautiful Persian cat that was run over by an automobile on Thursday night. Karen and Don Stewart said their daughter Christine was yelled at by a woman in a blue car, and Susan does drive a blue Lexus. Our security guard, Sam, has found dead animals in his office.
Are you suspecting this woman of some kind of bizarre violence?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, do you have evidence of that?
Well, like I said, Don and Karen Stewart's cat was run over. A beautiful, award, blue ribbon winning Persian cat.
Well, I don't know. That sounds like, it sounds to me like you're having a personal issue against this woman, and I don't think it needs to go to that extreme. Maybe you need to, you know, bring it up.
Well, the thing of it is,
and have other homeowners vote about this, but I don't think it's a decision that you yourself should make.
That's a very good point.
Because this lady is, you know, paying her mortgage just like everybody else.
But she threw a drink in the face of the homeowner. And the other thing is we're having our mixed doubles and junior and senior championships this week in tennis. And it has ruined everyone's mood. I mean, we're just, tonight was our fiesta. You know, we were having margaritas and Mexican food. You can hear the crowd is enjoying. And now everyone thinks that this woman, this Susan Cope, is going to come out of nowhere. And I don't know what, throw a dead rat at them.
Has she tried to apologize to you?
Oh, no. She should, but she hasn't.
All right, listen, Lori, I got to move on. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. And I would ask Bobby if there's a place you could move to that's quieter, because I can hear the crowd there.
Phil, I'm really sorry. I'm going to try to find a little bit better place.
All right, let's go over here to Angel. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley and this lady who threw a drink in Bobby's face because she was describing her sex life to her.
I think you're actually having a huge power issue, and I just don't see you keep bringing up the drink in correlation with her now running over animals with an older couple being gagged, you know, and beaten, and, you know, you entered an area that you just should not go.
Well,
I mean, she wasn't your best friend. She's not your sister.
Yeah, right. Well, but you know what? It's weird. One minute I'm trying to do her a favor. I get a drink thrown in my face for that favor, and the next minute, animals are turning.
But in your mind,
I dropped the phone. But animals are turning up dead.
In your mind, it may have been a favor, but in her mind, you are overstepping boundaries. She did not ask you for
this
information.
Can you tell me how I overstep boundaries? Because I want to learn. I do. What did I do?
Everybody has, you know, different morals and different things that they think are appropriate to be discussed.
Yes.
And if she was your best friend or sister or somebody you had known for a long time, I don't think there would be such an issue with you going on that ground.
Are you talking about me describing the graphic details of our sex life?
Yes, because, I mean, me personally, if, you know, a lady who just lived in my subdivision came up and even if my marriage was rocky, I don't think I would want her to solicit this advice to me.
Angel, hold on. I just got to take a break. Hang the line. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley has told the women in her neighborhood the graphic details of her sex life with her husband. Some of them don't like it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association about the Good Neighbor Initiative, which, as far as I can tell, is you telling other women that you think are unhappy about the great sex life you have with your husband.
You know what it is, Phil, more than anything else. Steve and I, yes, we do have an almost, you know, it's almost wrong. I mean, I don't mean that literally, but it's almost wrong how good it is for us. And you want to tell other women about it so that they can realize that at least there's someone else in this world that's happy, even if they're not. And maybe, with the right counseling, they can have what I have. In most of their cases, it would take a divorce. But I tell this woman this. She tells me I'm inappropriate. And when I do the very natural thing that any good neighbor would do and say, you know, there's talk going around that you and your husband are on very shaky ground, and there is talk about you personally having had some, I heard something about her having relations with some individuals I don't think you should have, or she should have.
Wait a minute. You're talking about now this woman having sex with somebody other than her husband?
That's what I heard. And so I'm trying to do her a favor, and I get a drink thrown in my face. And now, a couple is beaten and bound and gagged. Two blue ribbon winning Persian cats turn up skinned and gutted. We have two beautiful beagles that we love very much, two gorgeous beagles. We have the AKC papers on them. And I will tell you right now, I am frightened to death that we're going to find them under the wheels. She bought a brand spanking new Humvee vehicle. It's a very heavy vehicle. And I can easily see her drugging the dogs, putting them under the wheels of that Hummer.
You know what? You're really letting your imagination...
Well, I'm just very frightened.
All right, 1-800-449-866. I want to get back here to Angel. She was hanging on. Angel, go ahead.
Hey,
I'm very frightened.
I think you need to ask yourself, if she had accepted your advice gracefully and happily, mm-hmm. would you be accusing her of running over animals and beating and gagging older people?
Well, Angel, let me say this. I don't think there would be any bound and gagged elderly people who had been beaten with plumbing equipment, because she obviously would not have that issue. You
so
see
you're
what I'm saying?
Saying?
So it's sort of in reverse. It's like saying she's not manic, she's not rageful, so people aren't going to get hurt.
Okay, before this conversation mm-hmm. took place between
mm-hmm.
you two,
mm-hmm.
had you ever had any, I mean, had she ever exhibited any violent tendencies toward anyone in the neighborhood?
I can't say that she did.
That's a really good question. I mean, we're, you know...
Well, I can't... She was always a real kook. I mean, we always thought she was a kook.
I don't
she
mean
was
that,
kooky. She did a lot of things outdoors.
Mm-hmm. That you got personally offended by
mm-hmm.
her being offended instead of taking it
mm-hmm.
because you're really happy about your marriage and you think it's something you should be, you know, gung-ho about and share.
Yeah.
So I think
yeah.
now that she offended you
my
by not accepting your advice, I think that you're associating her, you know, with all
yeah.
this stuff that's going on. But
well,
I really, if you think
no.
about it logically and sanely, I don't see how she would have anything to do with those things.
Yeah, what do you mean she's a kook?
She's just a kook. She's outdoors all the time with the gardening and this and that and everything else. And it's we've got 41 full-time gardeners. I don't know what she's doing, what she's trying to prove, going outside and doing her own gardening.
But
what's that about?
That makes her kooky?
I mean, I looked at her one. I said, are you for real?
People
and
enjoy
so,
doing yard
you
know, work.
So the lady's doing her own yard work and that...
It's just a lot of things. She does her own yard work. My husband thinks she's rather... Frankly, I think that it's a relationship between a lesbian and a homosexual. And I'll tell you why. She is very much involved in a lot of masculine pursuits. You know, if this woman has so much anger as to toss a drink at me, she would have no problem strangling a bird or a dog or anything. Tell the line, Judge, you blew the call.
All right,
honestly,
Angel,
I think you need to take
you.
A look at yourself.
I got to take. Thank you. I'm going to take another call, Angel. But thank you for
okay.
hanging on. We appreciate it. Let's go to Marcy on the Phil Henry Show. Marcy, go ahead.
Miss Dooley, whatever your name is, I think you're
my name's
a sick
Bobby
individual.
Dooley. Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are.
Well, I can't imagine you would compare yourself
you asked
to
me my
Jesus
name.
Christ, and I think you're the sick one, and I think you're sick by expressing and telling all these people about something that's very private.
Are you jealous?
A man.
Are you jealous?
Not at all, ma'am.
Well,
not at all.
I
think you're the sick one.
You sound very jealous.
Oh, no, I think you're sick. And I think that lady
sick.
You're talking about should press charges against you for defamation of character and slander.
Excuse me.
Think you're a bitch.
Excuse me, defecation of character?
Defamation, ma'am. You're
oh,
lying.
My God.
You're talking about someone. You're saying their first and last name
well,
on the phone.
You didn't,
I think you,
you
are an ugly woman.
You didn't use the word properly, okay?
I don't care. You're an ugly woman.
Marcy,
you're
you
very ugly.
Marcy, you mentioned Jesus Christ. I was hurt just as Jesus had been hurt.
I don't care.
Okay.
You're nothing compared. You should be ashamed to compare yourself to Christ, ma'am.
I'm not comparing myself.
You should
myself.
Be ashamed.
No, I'm not comparing myself
I think you're a sick individual.
Well,
I think you're very
let her, Marcy, let's let her respond.
I think she's
I understand dead. That you are very angry.
Well, first of all, Marcy, you know, what I have with Steve is real good. And if you don't have that with your husband, I feel sorry for you.
I don't think that's any of your business.
Well, it's none of my business. You're right, because were I to make it my business, I'd probably find out some very sad things. But what I try to do...
All right, now you don't need to get personal with her.
That's right.
All right,
she doesn't hurt me.
Well, let me tell you what I try to do. I try to tell women how good I've got it. And this woman stands up and says, that's really personal.
It is personal.
And I looked at her and I said, are you for real?
Ma'am, it is personal. Between a man and a woman, your husband and my husband and I, is private. I don't advertise it, and I don't even think you got it as good as you say if you have to advertise it.
Well, I
think that's sad.
You know something, Marcy? I could turn your marriage around by telling you about one night. Just
I don't
one
care.
Night.
I don't care about one night.
We made love.
Why don't you make a porno movie?
You know something, I'm not disgusting like that. I'm really not disgusting.
You're sad. You're a sad person.
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm the president of our homeowners association.
I don't care if you're the president of the United States. You can't have that woman thrown out of her house. Who do you think you are?
She has no right to throw a drink in my face.
Ma'am, if I was standing in front of you, I'd probably slap you for comparing yourself to our Jesus Christ.
Do you think she has the right to beat an elderly couple, run over a cat?
Ma'am, I hope she sues you. How do you know she did that?
That's a good point. How
do
you know?
I think you're a liar.
How do you know she did that?
There's every indication that a woman who would throw a drink, have the guts to throw a drink in my face, would skin animals.
Oh, and you're so precious, aren't you?
Well, do you realize what she did? Hold on a second. Now, that's a good shot. What she did...
Are you watching a tennis tournament? What are you talking to us?
No, she doesn't care about her daughter playing tennis. She's more interested in telling the world about her sex, which should be very private.
Marcy, I don't want to tell people about our sex, but
you
I
are.
Do want people to know.
You're telling people on the radio.
Anyone that would have the guts to throw into Bobby Dooley's face a dirty martini would run a beagle over with a Humvee.
Ma'am, I think
at
you're
the drop
sick.
Of a hat.
I think you're very sick.
Well, you've said that, but you haven't
I
proved
think,
anything.
I think
so.
You're exaggerating, and I think you got some problems.
Well, you know something? Maybe you're just jealous, and that's okay.
Of you?
Yeah.
I think you're a joke.
Of course of me.
No, I think you're a joke.
How am I a joke?
You're a joke.
I'm a joke because...
You're neurotic, and
I got
you're a joke.
Because I got it real good, and my daughter's winning in the mixed doubles, too. Are you jealous of that, too?
I don't care. Why aren't you watching
Okay,
her
here
joke?
Are the things that make
you're
me better
joke.
Than you. No, my daughter's a good tennis player. Steve and I have good
but
sex.
But you'd rather talk on the phone about your sex life instead of getting into your daughter's tennis bed.
I'm the Homeowners Association president, and you're
I don't
jealous
care
of all,
who you are.
And you're jealous of all those things.
I don't care who you are.
Those are all three things that I have that you don't have.
I don't care what you have, honey. I've got a wonderful
here's
life,
some, okay.
And I don't have to get on the radio or tell all my neighbors about my sex life.
Okay, here's how
you're
I have it better
person.
Than you. Number one, I drive a...
Who never mind. All right,
you know, I bet you're not...
I've had enough.
I bet you're not even married. I bet your husband walked because you're lying there like a corpse.
Don't ever compare yourself to Jesus Christ. You're a bitch.
I didn't. I simply said that they did things to Jesus, too, like they did to me. So in that way, yes, we were similar.
That's what the lady was upset with, saying that you're, you know...
Phil, they scourged Jesus, and he forgave them. This woman, Susan Cope, threw a drink in my face. I'm going to forgive her. Why is that not like what Jesus did?
Well, for one thing, they flayed the skin off of his back.
Phil, I know that. I'm not saying I'm like him. But you can't get this. I have a chenille blouse. It's not cheap. Olive juice doesn't come out of it.
Jesus.
Here is Aman. Aman, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm disagree with this.
That's bull crap.
No,
the line judge blew that call.
Would you please listen to the callers, Ms. Dooley?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, ma'am. I'm a president of a homeowner association. Also, there's some rules you can do, and there's some rules you can't do. This is something really personal. If that lady had
You're the president of a homeowners association. Where?
Here in San Pedro, city of San Pedro, close to South Bay area.
Well.
No,
I'm in the West Valley, so it's a little different, you know.
It doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't make any difference which part of the U.S. you are.
You know it's different.
But here's the thing. Listen, please.
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. If that lady had come to you and said, hey, President, you know, we have a problem. And can you tell us, please? And then you can give her advice. It's okay.
Yeah.
But. And another number, point number two, if you had to talk to her alone, not anybody around, then it's okay. I think she got offended because another people was there and maybe another people didn't know they have a problem
All
and
right.
you discover everything.
Ask me what's wrong with this because right now you know how difficult it is to buy a home. Steve and I were able to get 5.25% from our bank. And do you know how?
Hold on
for a minute because this is important. Because my husband is open-minded enough to allow me to provide for the loan officer at the bank a certain personal service that I won't go into, but yes, it was intimate in nature, and as a result, we got a 5.25% loan that's fixed over 30 years. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
You can laugh if you want, but 5.25 fixed over 30 years, please.
Your rate has nothing to do with the situation, what happened. We're talking about that you...
Wait a second. Are you saying you gave sex to the loan officer at the bank?
No. I didn't say sex.
Well, you said something intimate.
Well, imagine it being in a car.
Hello?
I'm right here. I'm not...
You know what? I'm stunned. I'm stunned.
It was in the Kookaroo parking lot. The guy likes chicken. What do you want?
All right. I'm on...
I bet you're paying 7.75 a month, aren't you? Because you aren't open enough to allow your wife to do what she needs to do for her family.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean, my gosh?
You're wrong. Whatever you're saying, it's wrong. You should talk to the people. If they respond, that's their...
Aman, let me give you two words. The Kookaroo parking lot. Okay, that's all you need to know.
You know what, Aman, I'm going to let you go. This woman's flipped.
I know she is.
She's a flipped freak.
Yeah, maybe they have sex with another couple and she was trying to get that lady into it, you know?
How dare you?
Okay, bye.
How dare you? You know, I love it when a foreigner who's living on our welfare and picking our vegetables laughs at me. Aman, 5.25. Bite me. Goodbye.
Well, there you go. What a grown-up person she is. Oh, my God. I got 5.25 fixed. And it was, I had two words for you. The Kookaroo parking lot. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will continue without Bobby Doolin.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. Henry Show is back.
You do not hang up on my show. You do not. I'm back on the air, Ms. Dooley, and we're having this conversation on the air, okay?
If I want to hang up on you, I will. But you will take my phone call, and you...
I don't see why I have to take your phone call. And besides, you're in the middle of a tennis tournament.
Mr. Hendry, I have been slandered on your program. The woman said I was crazy. There are animals turning up dead. An elderly couple had... a very rare bird stolen from their living room. I think Susan Cope, COPE has done it all.
All right, well, I got more phone calls on the board if you want to take them.
I don't know why I want to take calls from people who are insulting me.
Well, you know, on second thought, I think I'm going to make you take the calls. Because
I don't think you can make me do anything.
Well, yes, I can, because the fact is you call my show and insist on being back on the air.
Fine, I'll take any phone calls you want. The point is, okay, Susan Cope is a kook. She's kooky.
All right, let me go to here. I got Cindy. Cindy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. There is one point, actually two points I would like to make. Point number one is that you had said you wanted to learn to a listener earlier, that you wanted to learn from perhaps this situation.
Yes,
I really do. Okay, well, I want you to listen to one point that you have been making over and over.
By the way, Cindy, let me just jump in and tell the listeners that Ms. Dooley had a drink thrown in her face when she said to a woman, well, your marriage is on shaky ground. The lady objected to you talking about the intimate details of your sex life with your husband.
Well, you make her sound like she's the right one and I'm the wrong one.
Well, all right, go ahead, Cindy.
Okay, the point I'm trying to make is this. You have gone over and over about how she was so disrespectful to you by throwing a drink in your face.
I'm the Homeowners Association president, yes.
It doesn't matter whether you're the president of the United States or my next-door neighbor.
Well,
the
yes,
fact
it does.
Is, we're, no, it doesn't.
If you did that to the president of the United States, the Secret Service would have you on the ground with
ma'am,
a fractured skull.
Let's stick to the point I'm trying to make, and that is this. You wanted to learn from this. The point is, you have been very disrespectful to the woman. Someone who has respect will ask that person for advice, or can you take the advice that I would like to give you, and give them the choice of yes or no.
But I did that. I did do that. I said to her, Susan, this is for your own good because I hear your marriage falling apart.
No, what you don't understand is, you told her. You didn't ask her.
Well, the word is out. The word's out that her marriage is in the toilet.
And,
the word's
if
out.
If you had said that to me, I'm afraid I would have thrown a drink in your face, too. Because
you
went from being a professional homeowner's president to being down and dirty and hitting below the belt.
Well, she's obviously sexually immature and couldn't handle it. If you want to sit and have cocktails with the big girls, you got to be able to handle the conversation. Good night.
Oh, she just hung up. Cindy, thank you. I'm sorry.
Was it something I said?
Oh, she's kooky.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.